Buses also says further, the next paragraph, that even much later on, Nebuchadnezzar came after the time he had spent in Breslov. They came finally to the city of Uman, which was about a half year before Zastalkus. And after Nebuchadnezzar had risen to such a high madrega, a high level, which no person had ever reached previously, still he continued to have his splendidness constantly. And remember that at that time, Nebuchadnezzar had been ill for 3 years prior to his Zastalkus. This was only a half year before Zastalkus. He was very ill. He had a severe case of tuberculosis, which was fatal. But even then, as weak as Nebuchadnezzar was, one day his landlord, a close neighbor, who lived close to him in the city of Uman, once entered his room suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar's room, and he found Nebuchadnezzar stretched out on the ground, hishtatchus, as one would go hishtatchus on a caver of a tzaddik. There, Nebuchadnezzar was lying there, completely oblivious to anything around him, completely absorbed in tefillat Hashem, lying there and pouring out his heart to Hashem. This, Nebuchadnezzar says, continued for the last moment of his life, till he was nostalgic, lamala, lamala, the elo liyed, above to the highest levels known to any human being, ashrei light.